Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here to the Shepherd's Call. Praise Yahweh. Glad to have you around here tonight. Sitting in with us in a Bible study. We're going into 1 Kings chapter 7, and we're going to begin our lesson tonight in the 48th verse. Now, last Friday night, we left off with the pillars, the two pillars that stood before the Heavenly Father. These are the two witnesses, representative of the two witnesses, which is the Old and the New Testaments, the Word of Yahweh made flesh, containing the revelation of one Yahweh. Tonight we're going to talk about the table of the showbread, and we're going to examine the characteristics of why and what it represented, and the typology that it would bring forth, and see if we can see the wisdom of these things that Christ did when he incorporated certain aspects into the building of the temple, whose temple you are, without any amazement. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, we're talking about the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the congealed light blood beings, those who are not Neshama people. That's the breath of life. Versus the light people, those who operate strictly with congealed light in their blood. Oh, it's wonderful, praise Yahweh, to know the genetical consequences or the characteristical makeups of the consequences of the blood and the difference in the blood of the earth. The Bible talked about kind after kind, not to mix the blood. Ladies and gentlemen, there is vampires in the earth. Those who are noted blood mixers. These are the cravings or the lust for the blood of other races, and it ought not to be so. It started in the beginning in the cannibalistic nature of Cain, praise Yahweh, and then the offspring of Cain, we believe, became very cannibalistic. Blood eaters. Eaters of blood, we are told in the Bible that we are to refrain ourselves from eating blood. Anything that has the blood within it, we are to avoid it with all costs. Praise Yahweh. Now, notice here in Leviticus chapter 17, and let me read you verse 3. What man soever that be of the house of Israel, that bringeth the offering into the tabernacle of Yahweh, blood shall be imputed unto that man. He shall shed blood, and the man shall be cut off from among his people that fails to bring the blood. Now, this is the commandment of Yahweh. Now, notice in verse 17 of the same passage of Scripture as we read, whatsoever man that there is that eateth blood, any manner of blood, verse 10, whosoever there be of the house of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among you that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Now, we come back to the garden where Abel shed his blood. Now, what went with that blood is a mystery. There had to be a substitute blood given until the next offspring son of God. Now, this is amazing in the revelation. If you go to the fifth chapter of the book of Genesis, you'll find that Adam brought forth sons in his likeness. I believe that Abel was a son of God, or the son of Yahweh. I believe that Cain was the son of Satan. And so these two, one a children of darkness, and the other a child of light, congealed light. And the revelation to Cain was that his blood was corrupted. In other words, the Bible will tell you that Cain's works were evil. Now, the Bible said to either make the tree good and the fruit good, or the tree evil and the fruit evil. In this case, the tree that he ate from was this tree of good and evil. Now, before, if you will look at this in a sense, before anything physical was created, God created time. Time is divided into ages, and each age is further subdivided into jubilees, which is the 49-year period, and the 50 is the rest period. Now, you had Sabbath rest years of seven cycles, years and months and days, and the world is subject to time. Actually, there are 26 things listed in the Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes that relate to time. 26 is the number, the numerical value of the name of Yahweh. When you add up the total contents of the numerical value, there's 26 aspects, and each aspect covers 26 areas of time. There's a time to be born, and there is a time to die. These are predetermined. And so then there is an intelligence that is in charge, not only of you here, for your days are numbered, but before you ever came here as a flesh being, there was a time for you to come, and there'll be a time for you to be taken out. So then, every one of us must give an account for the time spent. And if you spend your time out of time, remember the work of Satan in Daniel 7:25 is to change times and laws. So then, if the chronos, which is the Greek word for time, he was created by Yahweh. Time is a creation, praise Yahweh, and when he set time in the heavens to start, it was actually upon the foundation of time, and he started the clock ticking in a proper time frame. Now, it is amazing that the moon, in its cycle aspects of the four cycles, in the 29 and a half days of the cycles in the four, which is a number that can't be equally divided, so therefore there must be a formula that will correct the times and the seasons for the days and the years and the months. And so in this great mystery that God only left in his own hands, you see, man has been trying to change time. He has succeeded by bringing us and hanging on each home a calendar. Everything is geared to the Gregorian calendar time. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that is documented, that time has been changed periodically throughout history. There is a confusion in the seven-day cycle of time and its origins and where it came from. Now, it's amazing that if you look back at time and start to look at the time cycles, those who believe that our seventh-day week cycle is derived from the lunar cycle seem to forget that the latter is not really a 28-day cycle. Now, did you listen to me here? Those of you that believe that our 7-day week was derived from the lunar cycle, forget that the moon is not a 28-day cycle. And so then there has to be some other formula devised or calculated to bring in the proper days and times. The 7-day formula, with no regard to the lunar aspect and its features, is a fact that they do not incorporate into a 7-day cycle the reality of the lunar phase. So then, the Jewish 7-day is a forgery on time. It is a change of time. The Gregorian, or the Greeks, that brought in the aspects of the calendar by continuously trying to improve it to a perfected state within equalization of the days allotted, and they got close. But they threw out the lunar aspects of God's heavenly timepiece in the heavens. So the chronos, in the Greek meaning time, has brought in good and evil. Good and evil are children of time, and as such will be swallowed up when time is no more. Since good and evil are defined by the law of God, it is apparent that the law itself as such will also pass away. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle shall in any wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Remember, the Bible says that they will think to change time and laws. When all is fulfilled at some time, then and only then will the law cease to be. Now, I gave you the scripture in the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Listen to me very careful now. I'm going to show you 3 divine aspects of time and the laws that are written for the instruction for mankind to follow. Isaiah 66 is indeed a revelation for you to contend with. Notice as I read. Verse 18, for I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory, for I will set my sign among them. Now, this heavenly sign is the moon and the stars and the sun, the 3 time aspects to mark the beginning of time, days, months, and years, according to Genesis 1:14 and 1:15. Aren't you aware that the Gregorian calendar passes by the lunar cycle and completely avoids it in most cases and has no regard to Yahweh's valuable timepiece that cannot be equally divided to any man's mathematical formula for perfection? Only God is controlled the moon and the cycles and the days, because when he starts a new moon, it is a dark moon that you cannot see. Now, the first sliver of light means it's the first work day, and so then you would work 6 days and keep a Sabbath, which would fall upon the 8th day rather than the 7th day. And so Yahweh's timepiece is a heavenly timepiece in an 8-day cycle. My, for the good and evil, for verily I say unto you, that this is the covenant of Hebrews 8:10, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and they shall not teach every man know his neighbor, for every man his brother, saying, know Yahweh, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. When is that going to be? In the new millennial kingdom of Isaiah 66, a prophetic prophecy of future time, a time when he puts away all evil. Now, the Bible says that God created good and he created evil. So even evil that is resisting the truth now, or the righteousness and the divine covenants and the laws and the times, even those children of darkness that strike against the children of light, trying to take them out of the appointed times and seasons and places. For there's a time for everything under the heaven. You shall bring your brethren, and you shall bring an offering and a clean vessel into my house, saith Yahweh. Verse 20, Isaiah 66. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me. And ladies and gentlemen, let me give you an account of the scripture. As long as the sun and the moon remain, Yahweh's people, Israel, shall remain before him. And as the new heavens and the new earth which I make shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so your seed and your name shall remain. And it shall come to pass, here's the key to it, in verse 23, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, Yahweh's timepiece in the millennial kingdom will be based upon a lunar cycle once again. Now, if you will observe the lunar cycle now and come back into the proper time channels, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and from Genesis 1, he hasn't changed as he began his time cycle on a new moon. Darkness was upon the face of the light system. The light didn't appear until the third day in the heavens. Now then, we've got a dilemma here, because we find that we're to work 6 days on the light system of the lunar cycle. If we keep the dark moon as a non-working schedule, and I'm going to give you the scriptures tomorrow night on the new moon, keeping of the Hebrews, the Jews, do not observe the moon cycle or lunar cycle with a seven-day introduction to a week. This is deception. Saturday is the god Saturn in the heavens in the astrological signs devised by Greek mythology and the Chaldeans, and this is adopted through the ancient rites of Babylon. And so then, the great Babylonian kingdom whore that's in the earth are those who have changed God's times and laws. Ladies and gentlemen, they shall not go unpunished. Now, why is it that men and women have no respect to the laws of Yahweh? Simply because good and evil can only exist together. Let me show you something here. The tree in the Garden of Eden contained within its fruit, in other words, it works. And we're talking about genetic offspring from this tree, ladies. And when I checked your family tree, I'm checking the offspring. Remember, the tares are sowed among the wheat. Within its fruit, the knowledge of both good and evil, man does not learn one without the other. Now, let me show you. Iron sharpens iron. The condition that Adam was in before the fall is commonly called innocence. The Bible said his eyes were only open and then he knew. Before he had partake of any device of breaking the laws of Yahweh, he was innocent. Because he knew neither good nor evil, the very word good implies its opposite, and the awareness of one demands the awareness of the other. You could have no good without evil, because you would have nothing to compare what good is, and no opposite measurement to reveal that which is concealed. This is the blackboard effect that is seen all through creation. What is justice without injustice to compare it with? If all men are just, then neither justice nor injustice has any relevance. Some may even question their existence. What is beauty without ugliness? What is light without darkness? And what is peace without conflict? All this is mentioned in Ecclesiastes, a time, 26 of these divine aspects of opposites to sharpen your spiritual intellect and make you a worthy candidate to choose this day who you will serve. Now, what is tension? Tension was built into the creation. The tension is called balance or equilibrium. But they could not penetrate the veil beyond the bounds of time. And so they could only perceive that good and evil were equal in power, both being and assumed eternal. That's the fatal mistake that Eve made. It was the revealed will of God that Adam and Eve not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God clearly told them not to eat of the tree in Genesis 2:17. However, we believe that it was in God's plan that men receive the knowledge of both good and evil, just as Pharaoh could not resist God's plan, neither could Adam and Eve resist it. And it was in the plan, and for this reason, the Messiah, the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world, according to Revelation 17:8, to come and make an atonement through his own blood for those who are considered good, to be a witness against those that would refuse his blood that are considered evil. We cannot, in this present age, fully understand why that God loved Jacob and hated Esau before they'd done any good or any evil. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the greatest mysteries. And so then, why should then the potter or the clay say to the potter, why have you made me thus? Now the Bible says that he has made some natural brute beast made to be destroyed, taken and destroyed in the fire. If the gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. It was revealed in Scripture that at the end of time, the curses of evil will be abundantly overcompensated by the blessings of the good in the eternal millennial kingdom. This can only occur if evil is abolished, along with the greatest of evils, the last enemy, death. We are constrained, therefore, to believe that all things will indeed work for the good, according to Romans 8:29, not merely for the called in the restricted sense, but in the wildest sense, it must include all men of Jacob, for all men were affected by evil at the first. God's liability laws, if nothing else, constrain us to believe this. Otherwise, God would be left as eternally unjust, and this is unacceptable to our belief system. Although good and evil must always be equally existent, this does not mean that they are equal in power. And I'll come back in the second half and show you and explain to you what the times have to do with the good and evil aspects of where you're at in the garden of your own mind. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. I'll be back in a couple. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You listen to Shepherd's Call here tonight. We're on the time and its effects upon your very being. Now, time is something that is very, very strange and peculiar. We have astrologers and astronomers working night and day to determine the movements of the heavens in time relation. We know that if we go back into what we consider the center of the universe, where, as scientists tell us, there was a Big Bang theory that the universe exploded back in times past and hurled or emitted, and if you spell time backwards, it is emit. And if you look at quasars or stars, distant stars, they emit energy from each one of our bodies. The Bible says that Yahweh names all of the stars in the heavens. Every one of them is made and declared with a name for his glory. And it's very, very wonderful. In the millennial kingdom, notice this, it shall come to pass from one new moon to another. It begins the count in the millennial on a new moon. Ladies and gentlemen, the restoration of the new lunar cycle will be in the millennial kingdom. Are you qualified to overcome evil by being good, good enough to know, good enough to care, good enough to seek, good enough to pray without ceasing, and good enough to understand that his ways are not your ways? That you must conform, give up the world, give up the traditions of the world, and come out from among the Babylonians. The act of Babylon is the confusion of time. Babylon is confusion. And so come out and keep the day of rest in the lunar cycle. Now let me go back and give it to you again. If God worked 6 days and rested on the seventh day, if there were as a new moon and he didn't begin his work until first crescent light, then it would be the eighth day rather than the seventh day that he rested. It would be the seventh day if you begin at day one to make your count, and you cannot make a month or the beginning of months without a new moon. You cannot have a seven-day cycle without a beginning of a lunar cycle. So then they've cast out the lunar cycle, changed the times and laws, confused the issues, hung a calendar of Babylon in your family home, and you worship the creature more than the creator. One of the worst evils in your home is a Babylonian calendar. If you don't know how to discern times, then you have never overcome evil. Satan, in all of his craftiness, one of the greatest triumphs that he's had is to change God's law. He started in the Garden of Eden by altering it, adding or taking from, and the Bible says the penalty for doing either in Revelations 22 is a recompense of a just reward. If the gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. They are in darkness and have no revelation of a divine purpose, light of time. Revealed through the beauty with God and his precious word is the new millennial, that it will be from one new moon to another. Get used to it, ladies and gentlemen, for if you go to the millennial kingdom and possess it, there will be from one new moon to the other and from one Sabbath to the other. Now, with the plan of the new moon aspect, if you go to Ezekiel chapter 46 and look at the formula that I've spoke about many times on Truth Radio, on the Shepherd's Call, and we're the only one on the radio that teaches this divine covenant that we know of. Why? Because we are the restoration of the last days. We are the children of light coming upon the scene, chosen before the foundation of the world for a time of peace of the millennial. And the last aspect of a time in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, is the aspect of peace. And that's the last one. It's the 26th point that we could make for you, praise Yahweh. It is the last thing that Yahweh gave in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season. That is the moon cycle now. We start off in the proper season, and in the millennial there shall be a new moon observance. remember, a new moon was a holy time, a time that you couldn't buy or sell or do any servile work. It's been cast aside by the seven-day calendar system of the false and corrupt Jews. These are the evil beings that come upon the aspect of divine light and covered it with darkness. They have stolen the very essence of truth from the times and the signs and the seasons and changed it and got you worshiping the creature, Satan, more than the Creator. For every time there is a season, a time of ever purpose, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to keep, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rent, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. 26 aspects of time revealed in the divine covenant, aspects of the numerical value of the holy name, divided into four parts, the Yod Heh Vav Heh, into the four lunar cycles of division of the four cycles and the new moon. Therefore, giving you the times, period, and what is it to Yahweh, except in the new millennial kingdom, it will be from one new moon to another. You can't cast it out in the millennial. If you do away with it here, it don't mean that you're doing away with it up there. If it is still a future event to come, nothing has changed, for Yahweh's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you go back to the original creation, that time period was a new moon, a non-countable day of the month, when he started the first day of the first month. You see, God did not start off on day one with a seven-day formula. He started off with his divine aspect of the moon, lunar, starting his time with the sun, marking the beginning of time. And for this cause, God and his great lights in the heaven have been ignored almost exclusively by the heathen or the Babylonian or the whore, the one that corrupted the whole earth and caused all the world to wander out of balance in time like a reeling and to and fro drunken man out of joint. When we are to meet with our Heavenly Father, we are meeting on the pagan days of Ishtar and Passover. We are meeting in the pagan days of Thanksgiving and Tabernacles. And we don't even know when the day of Pentecost or the first fruit gathering is. Praise Yahweh, shall come to pass from one new moon to another and one Sabbath. There shall be a restoration of his true Sabbaths and the new moon aspect of timekeeping, ladies and gentlemen, in the millennial. And if you're going to go there, you need to start practicing now or repent. Turn from your wicked, evil ways and come back to the old path and walk in and find the eternal fourth commandment, rest for your soul. And take heed, lest any of you having an unbelieving heart of unbelief fail to enter into his rest. These are the days allotted in the new moon and the Sabbaths of the month. No wonder we're stressed. No wonder we are in distress. No wonder we're the tail and not the head. We have done just like our forefathers. We have broken his laws and called that good. And we have called that which is evil good in the presence of God as we come and offer up strange fire or the strange light of the false days of Babylon, and we make a creature in the heavens to worship rather than the eternal spirit of truth. For God seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a punishment for the unjust. If you're unjust, be unjust, and if you're filthy, be filthy. If you want a change of garments. You must wash them in the great name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. Come back to the old path and begin to walk the straight and narrow path. You say, Pastor Buddy, that's a hard saying. It would be conflict with my job. Let your job go to hell and you go to heaven. You say, well, I would have to separate from mother. Let your mother and daddy go to hell and come to heaven. If you're not willing, and if you're not able, and if you're not purposed in your mind, and for every time and season there is a purpose under heaven, there's a time to give, and a time to cast away, and a time to gather in, a time of war, and a time of peace. And the Father said, I didn't come for peace. I come for war or division of your mind to separate you from that evil, good nature and give you a spiritual aspect of truth to overcome both. And remember, the Bible said you can give all your goods to feed the poor and have not charity. It profits you nothing. Charity is truth. You can be good, but being good won't take you to heaven. Being right will. You say, well, it doesn't matter what day I pick out to worship on, just so we'll worship. No, he's got a fixed day in the month for his Sabbath to fall on. And he observes those that come to him in the fixed days that he has set in the heavens on the celestial time clock. And if you're not there clocked in, you are absent, and you will be absent in the millennial kingdom when he shall gather once again those that have kept his laws and covenants and remembered his time, peace in the heavens. For there is a time, a time, a time. There is a time of time. The new heavens and the new earth will be from one new moon. It begins out upon the first day. Now, I gave you the revelation in chapter 9 of Genesis. Let us go back there and show you that God corrected again after the destruction of the first world. God again restored in the 8th chapter, which 8 is the new beginning. In the 8th chapter, God ends the flood of the first world. And he brings in a new era of time for an allotted time for man to come back to him to keep his divine laws and judgments. And verse 13 tribes of Israel, 8 is a new beginning, and 8 is the Sabbath day. 7 is not the Sabbath day, ladies and gentlemen. It depends on where you start your camp. And see, what is it? What is it in the counting of time? Figures do not lie, but lies do figure. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if they can come and get you out of the sequence of time, and God remembered Noah. The Bible said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Verse 13, showing you that there's 13 tribes in the 8th chapter and the 13th verse. It came to pass in the 601st year. 6 is a number of man. 7 is complete. So 6 and 1 is 7. And then the 8th day is the Sabbath day, the day of Adam. Adam was made on the 8th day, not the 7th day. And it came to pass in the 601st year, the first month of the first day of the month, in the Passover, the month of Abib, the month that blood was offered, a Passover. God passed over Noah with grace. And for by grace are you saved through faith, let not of yourself. It was upon the first month and the first day of the month that God passed over Noah, and the ark and the covering was removed to show the divine covering as the veil is removed in his resurrection, as the veil was ripped from the top to the bottom. God opened the ark in the rest day of the covenant on the first day of the month. It was a rest day, a holy day, and a remembrance day that God began time once again, and man has changed it and took it away, cast out the lunar and put in a 7-day cycle, which denies the time count of the lunar cycle. Ladies and gentlemen, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. If you sow out of season, you will reap out of season. if you sow in season, because there's a season for all times. If you sow within the framework of God's time, you shall reap eternal life. If you sow in the dark side of the evil, you shall reap the lake of fire, where all nations go that forget him and his laws. And the Bible said they will think a predetermined thought, a premeditated thought to change times, to take Yahweh's children out of the divine times and seasons and signs and festivals. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a problem in this world. It's a famine. It is not for bread or water, but for hearing the truth. If this is not the truth, somebody come and debate me on this subject. Somebody that's got a seven-day Sabbath, you Seventh-day Adventists, shame on you. You've took up the lie of the cane seed, and you've spread this lie out of from the whore that you separated in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations. You thought you had it when that whore changed the system to the first day of the week on Sunday, to worship the sun, and then the Jews who had Saturn Day, the astrological aspect of the planet Saturn, the farthest reaches planet across the span of the seven planetary bodies, that it's based upon the astrological effect of the 7 day. But ladies and gentlemen, just like Noah in the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis, a new beginning, on the first day of the month, of the first month. So God started correct time again, and God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if God instituted a new moon observance and told you not to work, you are like those murmurs and complainers of Amos 8 and 5, when they said, when will the new moon be gone that we might buy and sell? All the laws of Yahweh are confining to those who want the ways of the world. You see, the world, Satan, and the God of Mammon, you can't serve God and Mammon. If you want to run after the almighty dollar, I'd rather starve to death in a ditch, keeping the correct days and living under a peanut hole and drinking branch water and eating cornbread for my substance, as was Elijah, and to bow to the Babylonian effect of Baal, who has changed the times and laws, took us out of the lunar sequence of correct time, and ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back to the covenant that God established. In the new millennial, it will be from one new moon. Get used to it. For those that will make it, you've practiced enough over here to keep it over there. If you haven't practiced and kept it over here, if you throw it out and said it's under the law, and you don't want to be under it, you don't want to keep Yahweh's covenants and laws and commands, no wonder they'll change times and laws, and then they'll convince you that God's laws are contrary, or confining, or aggravating, or out of step with reality. There is a way that seemeth right, but I will establish my covenant, saith God, in the new millennial of Isaiah 66, verse 22 and 23. I will make those of my millennial inheritance, they will from one new moon to the other, that's from month, new moon marking, first 6 days or work days after a new moon, then you keep a Sabbath. It'll be on the 8th day, ladies and gentlemen. And that 8-day formula is devised throughout the Bible. And this is Pastor Buddy saying that I can back it up with the Word, with anybody that wants to debate the issues. And you Seventh-day Adventists that know the Sabbath day, you're ashamed of yourself. Why don't you just come on and give us a little debate here, and we'll see who's right and who's wrong in this matter. Now, let me give you one more thought as I close here. In the 8th chapter, again, in the book of Revelation, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. The seventh seal. notice now the angels that are coming out. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Ladies and gentlemen, these seven angels represent the 7 days between the new moon and the Sabbath. Because the Bible said, and another angel, the eighth angel. Nobody talks about that eighth angel. That is the eighth day creational aspect for man in the seven sacred days that is lined up for us to rest on the eighth day. We rest on the first day, which is the new moon, and then we work 6 days, and we rest on the seventh day, which is actually the eighth day of the month, if you look at your cycle. So 8, 15, 22, and 29 is your days allotted by lunar cycle. You have your first quarter, you have your full moon, you have your three quarters, and then you have your new moon aspect and the four Sabbaths to correspond with the four divine aspects of the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh in the process of the number 26 of the season of times and places and forever purpose. God gave you everything in divine formula, and for those who will come out of her, my people, you say, Pastor Bunny, they'd farm me down at the local center if I was to adopt your philosophy. This ain't philosophy, and this is not vain deceit. This is the word of Yahweh, and if you don't have it, then you must suffer the consequences for everyone that denies the word. The Bible said, he that despises the laws of Yahweh, even his prayers are an abomination in the ears of Yahweh. Do not pray to Yahweh if you won't have his laws, his covenants, and his sacred times. If you'd like to write me tonight, praise Yahweh, just write Pastor Buddy. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'll take your call. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. On June the 24th, and tonight, ladies and gentlemen, begins a full moon. Well, guess what day that is? It is a Sabbath day. And it's a holy day, and we are worshiping today on the great day of the day that the Shekinah glory in the heavens has unveiled his beautiful face, and he's shining upon the sons of light, and he's frowning down upon the sons of darkness, and this is the judgment of the law of Yahweh. Now, if you'd like to sponsor the Shepherd's Call or help those that do, we have many that are signing on for sponsorship. We need your help. It's very expensive. And we appreciate the ones that send their tithes and offerings to us every month or every week. It is much needed, much appreciated. And so I'd like to acknowledge you tonight for your tithing and your gifts and your love offerings. If you'd like to call Dr. Dead tonight, 1-877-289-7439, or Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320, and pledge your support to the Shepherd's Call. Yahweh bless you. See you tomorrow night on the Shepherd's Call.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Standard Time on this station. Praise Yahweh.